Kanaan Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Texted my boss and said, I don't think I'm coming to work today. And then I went to sleep. And I woke up at 2:45 local time, which is 20:45 UTC. So pretty late in the day. And so when that happened, I said, okay, well, might as well. So I didn't really get much done that day, but I did. Woke up with a bad headache too because I slept too much, I think. But anyway, I went ahead. Ooh, strong wind. The wind is the enemy. Sun beating down on me also. The wind is kind of like my friend and my enemy. It's cooling me off, but it's also making it harder to talk. Almost to the shady spot. I'm moving slow today. We're getting there. We're almost there. Ooh, all right. Man, my hands itch. It's really low humidity, so my skin's dry. Okay. Goodness gracious. That was quite a trip, but we made it. We're up here on the roof. The big American flags flying at the dealership that I can see from over here. I used to be able to see two giant U.S. flags. Now I only see one, so we are 50% less patriotic, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, let me connect over here. If you want to chat during the show, you can do that. All you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. It's sdf.org. If you're brand new, you can use the word new as your username, N-E-W, November Echo Whiskey, at sdf.org. Once you SSH over, if you're new, you'll fill out a form. Then once that's done, ooh, motorcycle? Motorcycle. A new motorcycle, a bobber, cruising by. It is motorcycle season. Unfortunately, my motorcycle was stolen a couple weeks ago. I got paid out for it, but I don't know if I'm going to buy one until I buy a house. On the positive side, though, there are several houses that I think might fit a Marcus, so we'll find out. Let's see. MetaRay 5 is coming. We're in the process of synchronizing to MetaRay 5. Please watch the announce bulletin board for news. Kind support is greatly appreciated.
NetArray 4 is now frozen. You may still work with your personal files, but no updated files will be made as we migrate to NetArray 5. So there's your warning. I just connected to the NetArray, and that was my little warning. If you're just new to SDF, don't worry about it. NetArray, ARPA, MetaARPA, all that stuff, it'll make sense later. So anyway, once you log in, just type com, C-O-M, press enter. That'll take to connect you to Komode Chat, which is how we talk on SDF. Then you just press G for go to. And then once you press G for go to, type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. And then you'll be hanging out with all the cool people in comm, like Zoerhoff and Quentin and X1, who has tea, a tea caffeinated X1. Jeff in the house, as well as Thrig and Ratsu. Quentin's here. Let's see. Jeff, Quentin, Ratsu. Yeah, everybody's here. WX Boss. So welcome, welcome. One and all. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. I got the lapel mic. It seems like this one's working way better than it was before. Tobe saying, Tobe will also make sense later. All right. Well, I like that. I like it when things make sense. Ooh, a large rock truck driving by. Man, I've missed this traffic, this intersection. Quite busy. So many cars passing by. I kind of want to get a clicker. And then I could like count a certain type of car or count a number of things every day. That would be good. I like collecting statistics. Ooh, a work truck with a bed full of dirt. It is overloaded. It is barely, it's almost scraping the wheel. Anyway, I wish we had a truck made of rock. It was a rock hauling truck. But on the positive note, I forgot to mention. So yesterday, the only thing I accomplished was I put together a stereo system. That's right. I bought a record player off of Craigslist and then realized, oh, I need speakers. So then I ordered speakers and then I got some speakers, just some, not anything fancy, but I did buy the name brand. I bought some Polk T15s. That's Tango 15. Those are small little bookshelf speakers. They're $99 or $98, something like that. But they are very nice, the nicest speakers I've ever bought. And they're also, technically, I guess, they're satellite speakers for a surround sound system, which is great because after I bought speakers, I realized, oh, I need an amp or a receiver. I was like, oh, man, this is costing me so much money. So then on the next payday, I went to Piranha Records. They're in Round Rock. They used to be down in Austin next to the Fiesta Mart, which is a grocery store, but they're no longer there. So I went all the way to Round Rock and I bought a couple of records. A melodic metal record. And then I also bought a couple blues records and a Tyco record. They make ambient music. Anyway, I ended up spending too much money there. So once I got that, then I needed to set it up. Well, oh crap, I need to set it up. Well, then I had to order some RCA cables and some speaker wire. And then once I finally got that, then while that was coming in the mail, I said, oh, I should probably buy a shelf to put this on, because I was going to put this all, like, I was going to just put the TV on top of the receiver. And I realized that it's probably not a good idea to stack a TV on top of a receiver like that. So I bought a thing, and so then finally, yesterday, since I was sick, I was called out from work, I finally put the furniture together, took an hour and a half, 2 hours, then I was able to connect all the stereo equipment together, and wouldn't you know it, by now it's 10:30 at night. I'm not aware of this, I'm just rolling along, and what happens? I do the wrong thing. I turn the speakers up and I don't even hear any hum. And I'm like, oh no, I've done something wrong. And so then I look on the back of the receiver and there's speaker bank 1, speaker 2, and speaker 3. And I said, oh, speaker, I need to press speaker 1 or speaker A. Sorry, it's ABC. It's like, oh, I need to press A. And as soon as I started to press A, the loudest hum I've ever heard in my life just erupted and filled the entire apartment. And I said, oh no, because I didn't want to get a noise complaint. So I stopped, turn the volume down, then press the button, magic. I was then able to connect my TV to the receiver, connect the stereo, and it's all cruised together now. So, another rock truck drove by. That one had a big, loud semi-truck. It's a semi-truck hauling a truck, a rock trailer. But anyway, let's check in with Calm. Vinyl, time is money. Oh, sorry, Quentin. Or an X1. I am so sorry. I totally spaced out. We got to talk about the news. I got really excited about my hi-fi scenario, setup, situation. So, okay. We go over here. We go to bookmarks, desktop bookmarks, bookmarks menu, news to me. Today is the 21st, so we need to sync because we're out of sync. Go over here to settings, sync now. Sorry, I got so excited about talking about stereo that I forgot. I was like, oh yeah, the whole point of this is to talk about the news. Time is money. Let's get going. All right. So as always, you can see all the stories over there at the GitHub archive if you want to read or see what I was going to talk about, because, I kind of spaced out. But we've got death and destruction. This is the news that you want to know. So let's check in here. Turn the synth off is the second script I wrote for synth automation. Good point, Fred. Good point. I am thinking I'm going to buy a Korg, either the Korg, I'm either going to buy I'm going to buy a vocoder synth. So we'll find out. We'll find out. Hey, Quentin. Thanks. Good point. Yeah, there's a Korg vocoder, little, mini synth kind of thing I'm thinking about getting. Or there's a mini boss, something mini boss that also has a vocoder. I'm not sure which way to go, but I do know that I need to get one or the other because I want to do vocoder stuff. So we'll see. All right, so let's talk about it. There's plenty of death and destruction, and unfortunately today it's all little kids, or mostly little kids. We'll start with the one that isn't child death. Two have been taken to hospital after a motorbike catches fire in an accident with two cars on ECP. That's Echo Charlie Papa. That's right, we're in Singapore. Two people in their 20s were taken to hospital after the motorcycle they were riding on was involved in an accident with two cars and caught fire about 9 a.m. on February 21st. The Singapore Civil Defense Force, or SCDF, Sierra Charlie Delta Foxtrot, not to be confused with SDF, said it was alerted to a fire on the East Coast Parkway towards the Ayer Rajah Expressway after the Bedok South Avenue 1 exit. Land Transport Authority traffic marshals put out the fire using dry powder extinguishers prior to the SCDF's arrival. A 20-year-old male motorcyclist and his 22-year-old pillion passenger were conscious when taken to hospital. They were taken separately to Singapore General Hospital and Raffles Hospital. I don't know about you, but I would feel really nervous if I went to a hospital called Raffles Hospital. The cause of the fire is under investigation. So it's a little bit of a destruction story. Now get ready. We're going to Texas. Yeehaw. First, Fernando Gonzalez Ortega's arrest shows the church has not uprooted all molesters despite reform calls, abuse victims, and advocates. A Roman Catholic priest near the U.S.'s border with Mexico.
They still do occasionally meet up in person.
I think that would be really cool. I haven't come across anyone in Concord, New Hampshire. If I did, I'd love to meet up with them.
For now, Pat Mac
uses sacrificial offerings to the deity in return for lottery numbers. Worshippers' use of pets as sacrifices may be offenses against animal cruelty laws, the Watchdog Thailand Foundation said on Tuesday. Oh, my. Where is it going? Test. All right, here we go. I received an incoming call, and it borked everything up. I can't, my comms messed up too. So, oh man, hold on. We're trying to get everything working. Second. Well, we got another rock truck, I think, coming through. Yeah, more rock trucks. This guy's not actually covered his load. That's against the law. Yeah, I don't, it's funny, but this quiet little road here is a nice shortcut to go between two major highways. And it seems to have been discovered by the truckers. So unfortunate there. These roads are going to fail. They resurfaced the roads not 6 months ago, and it's going to be trouble soon. It's already failing, road surface. Anyway, let's talk about more dead kids, I guess. Nope, we got to wait for this other 18-wheeler to drive by. I'm going to guess they're also hauling rocks. Let's see. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yep. Oh, they're hauling, they're hauling rocks. They're also hauling rocks. Beautiful. Gotta love it. Are we still on? Yeah, I guess we got 6 minutes. Let's try and get some news out. I'm just upset about everything's making me angry. All right, so in Oklahoma, the death of a transgender student after they were assaulted in a school bathroom, this sparked widespread outrage and sorrow. Nex Benedict, a sophomore at Owosso High School, was brutally beaten by other students earlier this month and died the following day. The incident has drawn national attention, with many attributing the violent act to a culture of transphobia they say is being stoked by state officials. The assault on Benedict, 16, happened on February 7th when three older girls attacked them in the girls' bathroom. Tulsa NBC affiliate KJRH reports. A teacher intervened to stop the fight. Staff didn't call an ambulance. Their grandmother, who was their guardian, took the teenager to the hospital the next day. They went back the next day after Benedict became ill. Benedict died that evening. So the next day in the evening. The grandmother, Sue Benedict, told The Independent that her child had been the subject of months of intensifying bullying that began earlier in 2023 after Oklahoma's Republican-led governor banned transgender students from using school bathrooms that align with their gender identity. I didn't know how bad it gotten, she told the outlet. But yeah, talk to your kids, especially if you got trans kids. Make sure they aren't getting bullied too bad. The body of an 11-year-old girl has been found. The body of Texas 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham, who was last seen on her way to school, was found in the Trinity River. Cunningham was last seen February 15th around 7 a.m. She was allegedly heading for her school bus stop. But school officials told police she was never picked up and she never arrived at school. One of the things that's frustrating and is hard to tell is it's really hard to understand or know if the far-right politicians that are running things these days or just in general politics, it's hard to know with all the hate and transphobia and misogyny in the world if girls are being killed because they're women and society doesn't really care about women other than to use them as like a tool for just as an inhuman object, or if it's because they're of their gender identity, or like, or who they represent, if they're trans or something. I don't know. It's just, or maybe it's just because they're a child. As long as you're not an embryo. If you're anything from an embryo or earlier, they care very much. After that, not so much. Anyway, she was found in the river. Authorities are preparing arrest warrants for Don Stephen McDougal. The office believes he's the person that did it. 1927 UTC. Let me give you the rest of the child death before we disappear. A young girl died after a tragic accident while digging a hole in the sand on the beach. A young girl was buried in sand and died Tuesday when a deep hole she was digging with a little boy collapsed on them both at a South Florida beach. Emergency crews responding around 3 p.m. to Lauderdale by the Sea found the boy, who was about 8 years old, buried up to his chest in sand, said Sandra King, a spokesperson for the fire department. The girl, about 7 years old, was completely buried underneath the boy. The hole was 5 or 6 feet deep, which is about 1.8 meters, when the collapse happened. Rescuers used support boards to keep more sand from collapsing in as they used shovels to dig the children out. It is not known how long they were buried. The girl was rushed to Broward Health Medical Center in Fort Lauderdale, where she was pronounced dead. It wasn't immediately known whether an adult was helping the children dig the hole. So there's that. What else? A woman who gave parenting advice has been given the maximum sentence for child abuse. A Utah mother whose harsh parenting advice made her a YouTube influencer has been sentenced to at least 4 years in prison for child abuse. That's Ruby Frank, age 42, who tearfully apologized in court as she learned her fate. Whether or not she's learned anything, who knows. When she gets out, she'll be 46 at least, so maybe she won't have any more kids that she can abuse. Who knows. There were also four drivers caught by LTA, that's Lima Tango Alpha, for providing illegal cross-border rides between Singapore and Malaysia. You need to go through the checkpoints. The four drivers have been nabbed by the Land Transport Authority for providing cross-border chauffeured services between Singapore and Malaysia without the required license. It's 1928 UTC. Let me see if I can at least check in on comm. Nope, it told me it disconnected me. Let's try and reconnect. All right, I was able to get back to SDF. Let's see if I can get into comm. All right, comm launched okay. All right, here we go. Let's just give a quick overview. I am broadcasting from my phone, Jeff. hey, I can tell you the software real quick. It's 1929 UTC, so we're about to disappear. I finally got reconnected. Here's an overview of the software I use. I have IzzyCast. That's India Zulu India Cast. That's what I use to broadcast. I use Termius, the app, to do SSH. That's IZI Cast for the broadcasting and Termius for the SSH. And I was using just the Apple headset, but I also have this lapel mic I can share with you later. Oh my gosh, that's about all the time we got. I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. A fantastic show coming up right now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.